Hi, it's the Mole here. Just to let you know, we'll be back for season 4 in 2024, and we'll have a Christmas episode coming for you very soon. The following is a parody song of Hi Ren by Ren. If you haven't heard the original track, please stop now, go to YouTube, watch the original. I know it's 9 minutes, trust me, it's worth it, you need to do it. One, because if you don't, the next parody won't really make any sense to you. But more importantly, I don't want to be the person that ruins your first experience of this incredible song. It's an important piece of work and you should listen to the original before you listen to me do a parody of it, okay? Great. Well, hopefully you've done that by now, and so I give you Hi Mole. Been a little while, were you sleeping? Have you noticed the crises are deepening? And now Cameron's back around, you know that deep down, you know that everything is teetering. Mole, don't write a season, it's been years since the vote, bro, except the treason. All the sheep have been shackled, there's no need to cause dread, no need to keep the dream of rejoining your head. Hi Mole, I've been taking some time to regroup here, I've been taking a different pill. I've been taking some time to open a shop and accept I'm officially ill. And I've been building the ideas lately, and I've learned some new writing skills. So I think that the show's coming back soon, and on Brexit we're going for the kill. Mole, the days of Remain are dead, son. Arguing doesn't change the fact that Leave won. You think it's bespoke when you've done every joke and you've prodded every bloke that's obviously a gammon. Okay, smoke another J, Mole. Tell yourself we can climb out the deep hole. Have your 10-ep podcast show go. Put all your hopes on another fucking dice roll. No, Mole. This time it's different, man. Face it. Rejoin is gathering pace. And the show was starting to pick up too. Feels like we're really building up a base. And when we're in, maybe we'll be remembered for holding the line when others fell. But I don't think that Labour is enough, man. I think we need to challenge them as well. You think you can affect policy knowing you or party say bye-bye? Don't you see? For the rich, not the few. Plan to win, not to do. You gotta vote Leave to rejoin the EU. You don't act like a winner. You can't pick a new side. You're building a base. Your delusions are high. Where's your top pod pick? Where's your interview with Paxman? Show me the money, Mole. That's facts, man. Yeah, but the show's not commercial TV. I want folk to listen, not just to see. I don't write skits for the BBC. They have no integrity. So why not put our product out for free? And the show is providing perspective. It's allowed some to be self-reflective. Maybe that's enough when every day is tough and everything is feeling disconnected. Mole, you sound so pretentious, dude. I thought you were supposed to be a centrist. No one wants to do another election about Corbyn. Trust me. You should be so lucky, having Kit to lead you, not heed you, feed you with no taxation, appeal to electives that you disrespected. I get it, you wanna get a trade deal and get some electric, forget it. Man, it's not like that. Mole, it's just like that. We did Brexit, you twat. So we're out and we're gone, but the fight carries on. Let me shatter all your dreams with another truth bomb. Mole sits down, feeling all incredulous. Wants to write a sketch making toffs look ridiculous. Obscenity of class struggle, Sadowitz did it. Played on guitar, the big yin did it. Mole, you're not original, you're minimal and lacking depth. Your ideas are vague and far too ethereal. Mole, mate, we've heard it all before. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Fuck you, I don't need you, I don't need the gaslight. It's fine to point out that Labour has gone right, when they could be great in control of the state and shake up the bigots around us. That's right, speak your truth, the metropolitan elite leaks out of you. You're obsessing with facts and foreign money instead of being funny.
Satire is all about exposing the political process, and if people can find humour in that, then that's just a bonus.
Fuck you, we're rejoining it. We're fucking out of it, just get on with it. We repeal it, I can feel it, and the Tories now can't steal it because the people are awake to see them die. We showed them all the tricks that they applied. We prosecute and lock them up inside. Newsflash! Brexit was born out of many agendas. Who knows what the end is? I am the snake from Eton, a monetary lesion. Hedging all bets, I am Liz, not even hiding the treason. Son of a toolmaker, loose promise, anti-growth. Here lies the missed opportunities, truth in a blender, deceitful pretender, admonished offender, the right-wing surrender. When standing in front of election success, tactical voting still in a mess. I won't bow to the will of a people, normal and feeble. I'll offer back in through the eye of a needle. We live with that bad decision that catalyze chaos and sow such division. We'll make it work digging into this hole. I am Leave, you are Leave, we have left Mole.
Hi, Mole. I've been taking some time off of Twitter. I've deleted my Facebook again. I've been taking some time to prep for the fight, and I've sharpened the sword and the pen. Because I'm sure an election's coming, and I'm sure that the tide will turn, and the Tories will flee from the country that they sat back and watched die and burn. And we know that the media's twisted, and we know that it lies on repeat. And by Murdoch's hand, it's all part of his plan that who stands will prevent his defeat. And you know my fight is for justice, the NHS and for PR. Facing up to the facts, I will make the attacks to demand more than bluster on Mar. Cause I go by many names also. Some people know me as woke. Some people know me as the voice that you hear calling clear for the everyday folk. And you know how I know we'll beat Brexit? Cause I see what they cannot deny. We all followed a clown while they sold off the town and just let the bodies pile high. So look at the state we become as I sing from the top of my lungs. Cause I can't retire or hope to aspire to own a flat deep in a slum. And when they are gone, we will rise, and I'll leave you some sketches behind. A mark of resistance, a political view that lights up the worst of our time.
In 2016, I promised myself that I wouldn't rest until I'd defeated the forces of Brexit. And for the next 7 years, I suffered the consequences of scoliosis, tinnitus, and COVID. As it carried on, I realised there was a handful of hedge fund winners and everyone else a loser in this treasonous act. There seems to be no left or right anymore. Just a pendulum, refusing to swing back even with the will of the people to find its natural rhythm. It was never really a battle within the eternal dance of first past the post, and the more I cursed my limited choices, the harder it became to engage. So I chose to become the change I wanted to see. Be an activist, be involved, be honest about what I want and what I believe, and the choice to demand better got easier. In this eternal fear and gaslighting that separates us from honesty and integrity and our rights, I must remember, we must all remember that we are justified in wanting a better life for everyone.